message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Today, many Lutheran churches around the world are celebrating the Reformation. But what is the Reformation, and why are we called Lutherans? Well, listen to this brief summary. A man named Martin Luther was born in Germany in the year 1483. Now, Martin Luther is famous for being the leader of a significant historical event known as the Reformation. You see, Martin Luther and others who agreed with him were using God's word to reform the church of their day, which had strayed from the true gospel of Jesus Christ. So how did Luther end up becoming the leader of the Reformation? Well, let me give you a little background. In the year 1501, Luther began studies to become a lawyer, but later on, he quit and joined a monastery. Now, why give up a prosperous career as a lawyer for a life of poverty, prayer, celibacy, and self-abuse? Well, you see, Luther did not want to go to hell, nor did he want to suffer for countless years in purgatory before going to heaven. Therefore, he thought, by living as a monk, he hoped to become worthy of God's mercy and enter heaven directly upon his death. Why did he think this way? Well, the Church of Luther's day taught that if you wanted to avoid hell, you had to do various good works in this life. But even if you were good enough to avoid hell, it was taught that most people were not good enough to enter heaven directly upon their death. And so people were taught that they would have to suffer for their sins over countless years in a place called purgatory. Simply put, Luther believed that Christ's mercy had to be merited. It had to be merited by our good works in this life, and it had to be merited by our suffering in purgatory after one had died. However, in 1511, Luther's superior assigned him to teach theology at Wittenberg University in Germany. And while Luther was preparing his lectures on the book of Romans, God used his word in that part of Scripture to show Luther the truth. The truth is that we are saved as a free gift of God's grace through the work of Christ alone. In other words, Scripture teaches that salvation can't be earned by our good works in this life, nor can it be merited by suffering after we die. Salvation is God's gift, and it's made possible by Christ's work for us. We heard this in our reading from Romans. Paul writes, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." Now, obviously, much more could be said, but the point is that the ministry of Martin Luther resulted in one of the most important historical events in history, known as the Reformation. However, we Lutherans need to understand that the Reformation is not merely a one-time event that took place during the 16th century. You see, the Church of Christ has always fought against false teaching from the time of Adam and Eve. Therefore, we must see the need for the present Reformation and that God calls us to be His modern-day reformers. With that said, let's briefly examine our readings for today. You might have noticed that in all three readings, we learned that Jesus and the apostles were involved in Reformation in their day. They were proclaiming the truth of God's word, and they were refuting any errors that challenged the truth. In fact, that's why the Apostle Paul says the following to a young pastor named Timothy. He says, "Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction." Simply put, Paul tells Timothy to speak God's truth in season. That means when people want to hear it. But also to speak God's truth out of season. That is, even when people hate what you have to say. In fact, Paul warns Timothy that some people will reject the truth and gather around themselves pastors who will say what will make them happy. They will turn away from the truth of God and cling to sinful myths that appeal to them. Now, my friends, this sin has occurred throughout history and is still alive and well to this day. And that is why we must recognize the need for the present reformation. In fact, that's why Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." With that understood, I would now like to talk about three evil teachings that the devil has used throughout history to lead people away from Christ. Obviously, there are other false teachings besides this, but since I don't have all day to teach, I'm going to focus on three. And those three are legalism, licentiousness, and liberalism. First, we will deal with legalism. Legalism is the teaching that we make ourselves worthy of God's mercy and blessing by our obedience of His law. Now, of course, obedience is a good thing. We should obey God's law. But we don't earn God's mercy by our obedience. Yet that's exactly what legalism suggests. Now, it wasn't just Luther that fought against this. Already in the days of the Apostle Paul, legalism was turning people away from Jesus. Listen to what Paul writes to some Christians in Galatia. In Galatians 3, Paul writes, "You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort?" My friends, Scripture teaches that the Holy Spirit calls us to faith in Jesus through the gospel, and the Holy Spirit keeps us in the faith through that same gospel. In other words, salvation is God's work from beginning to end. But legalism says that you must do something to be worthy of that mercy. This lie leads us to trust in our own works instead of Christ. But even worse, the lie of legalism makes the death of Christ completely unnecessary. Paul wrote about that in Galatians 2. Listen to what he says. "I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained by obeying the law, then Christ died for nothing." That's what Martin Luther had to fight against in his day. Legalism. The church was teaching that one could merit salvation through good works in this life as well as by suffering in purgatory. But the gospel truth is that we can't earn our salvation because, number one, grace is free, and number two, we can't earn it. We heard that much in our reading from Romans when Paul said, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." The second evil teaching is known as licentiousness. Licentiousness is the teaching that God's grace allows us to rebel against His law and willingly sin without fear of punishment. This was alive and well during Paul's day too. Listen to this passage from the book of Jude. "Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once and for all entrusted to the saints. For certain men, whose condemnation was written about long ago, have secretly slipped in among you. They are godless men who change the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord." My friends, licentiousness is a popular lie, especially today. Today it's popular to think of God's love as being this toleration or even an affirmation that excuses everything that we do. In fact, people today want to believe that God would never, ever punish anything or anybody for their sin. That God basically allows us to do as we please and He'll just cover it with His grace. But this is a horrible view of grace. Here's the gospel truth. Even though we don't have to do anything to earn God's grace, once we are saved, the Holy Spirit gives us a new heart. And this new heart rejects sin and willingly desires to obey God's will. In other words, God has saved us from sin so that He could save us for a new life lived according to His will. My friends, when you sin, the Holy Spirit convicts you of guilt so that you will flee to Christ for mercy. In the same way, that same Holy Spirit gives you a desire to do the will of God, not to earn His forgiveness, but because His love moves you to respond with a life of love and obedience. However, if you resist the Holy Spirit and ignore God's word, if you resist the Holy Spirit and refuse to repent, then you are denying the very Jesus who died for your sin. And that is why licentiousness leads to damnation. Listen to this passage from Hebrews 10. It says, "If we deliberately keep on sinning after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left, but only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God." Finally, we must consider the evil teaching of liberalism. Now, that word liberalism has lots of different definitions and it can be used in different ways. But for the purpose of this sermon, liberalism is the teaching that we are free to believe whatever appeals to our reason, even if that means doubting God's word. Liberalism suggests that our reason is supreme and therefore we are free to challenge any authority that conflicts with our intellect. And as a result, liberalism has tempted many modern Christians to doubt most or all of Holy Scripture. For example, those who embrace liberalism may reject such basic Christian doctrines as creation, the Trinity, original sin, the virgin birth, the deity of Christ, the atonement, the resurrection, and so on it goes. Liberalism is dangerous because if followed to its logical conclusion, it will woo us to reject any part of God's word that doesn't make sense to us, including God dying on a cross for our sins, which is the greatest mystery of all. My friends, the gospel truth that refutes liberalism is that Scripture is God's inspired and inerrant word that points us to Christ and all that He's done for us. That's why Martin Luther stressed that we not only trust in Scripture alone, but we rely on it by faith alone. We don't judge Holy Scripture with our intellect. We trust it like little children and believe God's word. My friends, we are all guilty of the sins of legalism, licentiousness, and liberalism. We have all at times been tempted to think that God loves us a little more because of what we do. Or maybe there's times we cheapen God's grace and sin willingly and think we can get away with it. Or maybe we doubt the teaching of God's word because we think we have an enlightened reason. Either we have committed these sins ourselves or we have tolerated them in others without saying a word to them to help free them from their error. But the good news I have for you today is that the Reformation message is this. Christ has rescued us from all sin and evil through His life, death, and resurrection for us. Christ lived a perfect life of obedience, and He credits that obedience to you, and then He died on the cross for all of your sins, including your sins of legalism, licentiousness, and liberalism. That means you can come to God with your sin and know that you are forgiven and holy before Him because of Jesus. And in addition, this same Jesus will use His word, the word you hear in this service, the word you hear in Bible class, the word you study on your own. He will use that word to give you wisdom and courage to be His reformers in this world. In closing, we do not merely celebrate the past Reformation today. We also rejoice in the present Reformation and the fact that God continues to use His people to be His reformers in the world today, where so many people still need to hear the gospel truth. Amen. Now may the peace of